This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. Our top stories first. The 23rd National Earthquake Septuagint is being marked across the country today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli commits to making the risk reduction efforts more productive and sustainable. Supreme Court starts hearing a writ petition filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. And earthquake in Indonesia kills at least 34 people, leaving more than 600 injured. Now the news in detail. The 23rd National Earthquake Safety Day is being marked across the country today under the slogan Earthquake Safety, Protection of Lives of People in Public Cooperation. Since 2055 Bikram Sambat, the government of Nepal, under the coordination of Ministry of Home Affairs, has been marking the Earthquake Safety Day every year on the 15th of January. The day is marked in memory of the earthquake with 8.3 Richter scale that occurred in 1990 Bikram Sambat. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has committed to making the risk reduction efforts more productive and sustainable from the government's side, extending the best wishes message on the occasion of the 23rd Earthquake Safety Day today. Prime Minister Oli stressed on the need of all sides' cooperation for reducing the risk of natural disasters like the earthquake. A special ceremony has been organized at the premises of historical and religious Kumari Temple at Bode Madhepur Timi in the Bhaktapur district today, and Radio Nepal is live broadcasting the events. The Supreme Court today has started hearing on the writ petition filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Today's hearing has started after the legal practitioners of both the parties did not finish their debate on the constitutional bench on Wednesday by keeping the case on hearing status. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali, who is in New Delhi to attend the meeting of the Nepal-India Joint Commission, has met with his Indian counterpart Yash Jaishankar at Hyderabad House this morning. The issue of Nepal-India relations, along with contemporary religious and regional and international interests, were held during the meeting. According to Nepali Embassy in India, Foreign Secretary Bharadwaj Podyal and Nepal's Ambassador to India, Nilambar Acharya, and Indian External Affairs Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla and Indian Ambassador to Nepal Binay Mohan Kotra were also present in the meeting. Additional two deaths related to coronavirus infection have been confirmed in Palpa and Baki district. According to Information Officer of District Health Office Palpa Om Prakash Panthi, a 78-year-old woman from Tansin 3 Palpa died last night while undergoing treatment at Lumbini Medical College. Similarly, an 80-year-old woman from Nepalganj Submetropolis 1 died last night while undergoing treatment at Nepalganj-based Bheri Hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. At least 34 people have been killed and more than 600 injured after a magnitude 6.2 earthquake struck and toppled buildings in Indonesia's Sulawesi Island in the early hours of Friday morning. According to authorities, the epicenter of the earthquake was 6 kilometers north of the city of Majin at a depth of 10 kilometers. At least 15,000 people have been displaced following the quake. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan for the coronavirus-sapped U.S. economy before tax office next week. If passed the Congress, it would include $1 trillion for households with direct payments of $1,400 to all Americans. The relief proposal includes $415 billion to fight the virus and $440 billion for small businesses. North Korea has unveiled a new type of submarine-launched ballistic missile described by state media as the world's most powerful weapon. State media reported several of the missiles were displaced at a parade overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. And the show of military strength comes days before the inauguration of Joe Biden as U.S. president. It also follows a rare political meeting where Mr. Kim decried the U.S. as his country's biggest enemy. Images released by North Korean state media showed that at least four large black and white missiles being driven past flag-waving crowds. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal Phudisa. But before wrapping up, top stories once more. The 23rd National Earthquake Safety Day is being marked across the country today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli commits to making the risk reduction efforts more productive and sustainable. Supreme Court starts hearing on the writ petition filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. An earthquake in Indonesia kills at least 34 people, leaving more than 600 injured. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phudisa. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.